Chapter 5, Devotional 12. Are you made from good clay? Yield to the Master Potter. In Chapter 9 of Romans, verses 20 and 21, we read, On the contrary, who are you, O man who answers back to God? The thing molded will not say to the molder, Why did you make me like this, will it? Or does not the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use? Over the years, certain companies have developed a reputation for shaping and molding their employees until they had that desired look or image, values, and mindset. Who can forget the IBM, Xerox, Arthur Anderson, Disney, or Chase Bank image? In this passage, Paul tells us that the shaping and molding process starts out with a mass of clay. Potters will tell you that you can't have just any clay. It must be the right clay. Good clay has three essential characteristics: plasticity or flexibility, degree of absorption, and strength. In light of this, we must ask ourselves, first, am I good clay? Am I willing to bend to the will of God? Am I flexible and pliable? Do I allow myself to be molded in God's hands? Second, what is my level of absorption? Am I hard and resistant in God's hands or soft and smooth? Do I have the necessary moisture to bend in the face of trials, challenges, and temptations? Will the sweat of battle and the tears of heartache soften my inner spirit so that I yield to the pressure of the potter's hands? And third, am I tough enough to last, to stand the test of time? Am I durable, strong, and useful, or brittle, fragile, and easily cracked and broken? Child of God, are you of good clay? Are you willing to be shaped and molded to God's specifications? Are you content to be a useful vessel or insist on being an object that sits on a shelf? Remember, in God's eyes, all of His creations are works of art, beauty, and purpose. I encourage you to submit to the Master Potter. Be willing to start off as a lump of clay and end up a beautiful vessel that can be used as the Master Potter sees fit. Lord, thank you for your loving hands and patient attention you give to every part of me. I pray you will give me a soft and supple heart and a willing spirit that I may be good clay in your hands. Shape me and mold me as you please and use my life for your will and purpose. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.